Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The United States has elected a new president. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Donald Trump was elected U.S. president Wednesday, capping a comeback 4 years after he was voted out of the White House and ushering in a new American leadership, likely to test Democratic institutions at home and relations abroad.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
Early Wednesday, many world leaders took to the social media platform X to congratulate Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was one of the first U.S. allies to send a message of support, praising Trump's historic return, which he said offers a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban sent his congratulations via a video message.
I say a brilliant victory, perhaps the biggest comeback and giant struggle in Western political history.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who has called for more U.S. and Western support to fight off Russia's invasion, spoke positively of what he said was Trump's commitment to peace through strength in world affairs. French President Emmanuel Macron also quickly offered congratulations. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said his government stands shoulder to shoulder in defense of shared values of freedom, democracy, and enterprise. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Abortion's rights advocates won in 6 states, but lost in 3. AP correspondent Haya Punjwani reports.
Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota defeated constitutional amendments, leaving their bans in place. Abortion rights amendments also passed in Arizona, Colorado, and Maryland. Nevada voters also approved an amendment, but they'll need to pass it again in 2026 for it to take effect. A measure that allows more abortion restrictions and enshrines the state's current 12-week ban was adopted in Nebraska, and a competing one to ensure abortion rights failed. Results were still pending in Montana. Haya Punjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Israeli opposition leaders stepped up their rhetoric on Wednesday against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. 4 opposition party leaders called a news conference at Israel's parliament a day after Netanyahu sacked the country's defense minister Yoav Gallant, leader of the Israeli opposition and Yesh Atid party, Yair Lapid.
Netanyahu
is unfit. He cannot lead Israel during a war. Our fighting soldiers cannot trust him. The citizens of Israel cannot trust him. Yesterday, everyone in Israel saw he had a choice between disgrace and war, and he chose disgrace. Benny Gantz, who served as war minister in Netanyahu's cabinet in the first months of the campaign against Hamas in Gaza, said the move was done for political reasons and the timing of it has harmed Israel's security. 4 people were sentenced to death by a revolutionary court in northwest Iran over charges of spying for Israel, the semi-official Fars new agency reported Wednesday. Fars said 3 of the defendants, whose nationalities it did not give, were accused of helping Israel's spy agency Mossad move equipment used in the 2020 assassination of Iranian nuclear scientist Mohsen Bakrizadeh. At least 30 people have been killed following an Israeli strike on the Lebanese town of Barsha. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
As excavators work at the site, resident Musa Zaran, who was at home with his wife and son when the building was hit, tells the AP, "Something pulled me hard, and then the explosion happened. I couldn't see because of the smoke." He goes on, he had begun to cry and dig through the rubble until he found his wife and son, alive but injured, and pulled them out one after the other. A civil defense official says it's unclear how many survivors or bodies are still trapped under the rubble. There's been no statement from the Israeli military on the strike. It's not immediately clear what the intended target was. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah said on Wednesday that it fired missiles at a military base near Ben-Gurion Airport, Israel's main international gateway. Approximately 10 projectiles were identified crossing into Israel from Lebanon, a statement from the Israeli army said, adding that some of the projectiles were intercepted. There are no immediate reports of casualties. Spanish authorities say that 89 people are confirmed to be missing 1 week after the catastrophic floods in the eastern Valencia region. It is the first figure of the missing to be made public. The number only corresponds to the eastern Valencia region, where 211 of the 217 confirmed deaths took place after the floods, which were caused by heavy rains on October 29th and the next morning. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.